The circuit-riding preacher used to ride across the land with a rifle on his saddle and a Bible in his hand. He told the prairie people all about the promised land as he went riding, singing down the trail.
Welcome, welcome. This is Living by the Sword with Pastor Sam and the Gospel Gunslingers. I'm your host, Samuel Honnold, a refugee coming at you from the Badlands beyond the Rio Grande. Hey, are you going to vote? Did you vote? I'm not voting. I'll tell you why. It's almost like saying you're sorry in the middle of a fistfight. The point is moot. Yeah, the theme of the day is no more Mr. Nice Guy. I'm done being nice. You know who's done being nice? Elon Musk, everyone's favorite Anna Kim and cosmonaut. Are you ready for a rumble in the jungle? Are you ready for some great rock and roll? It's all coming up, but first the news. Even ahead of the vote in Brazil, more on that later, in three separate American nations, there have been congressional representatives involved in violence. In the case of Roberto Jefferson of Brazil, accused of violence in the case of Gerardo Millman in Argentina, and the poor bleeding heart victim of violence in the case of the House of Nancy Pelosi in the United States of America. But let's start with some good news. There's more than doom and gloom on Pastor Sam's Latin America War Report and Migrant Invasion News. So here's some chicken soup for the soul. The United States naval ship Comfort is today finishing up a six-day docking at Puerto Barrios, where she has provided free medical care for Guatemalan citizens, dental care, preventive medicine, eye exams, general surgery, eye surgery, and dispersion of eyeglasses to those in need. This is part of Operation Continuing Promise 2022 by the U.S. Southern Command, SOUTHCOM. It's important to remember Guatemala as a key strategic ally. It is like the keystone of Central America, not only a conservative government, but a nationalist government, a place where when Nancy Pelosi showed up to campaign against Dr. Giamattei, the people of Guatemala City came out with banners saying, "Pelosi, go home," and elected President Dr. Giamattei, who, as the former head of Guatemala's prison system, has continued to be against drug trafficking, to be tough on crime, and to pursue alliances not only with other Latin American nations, not only with the United States of America, even under the corrupt Biden administration, but also with the island nation of Taiwan, a bastion of freedom in the Pacific, and the most likely place for another conflagration that could lead to World War III. Brazil, Brazil. Let's start with some good news on Brazil. Brazil-Canada trade is up 164% from last year as far as the first three quarters go to almost $4.3 billion. And they got their fertilizer. So fertilizer imports, along with other chemical products, amount to $3.2 billion of that. And nuclear reactors and parts comprise some of the rest. I would like to see an increase in nuclear energy in Brazil. Perhaps even nuclear weaponry as a carrier power. Maybe the Nahui Sao Paulo will someday steam out of the Amazon's backwaters on nuclear power. Regardless, Brazil is a carrier naval power and a force to be reckoned with militarily, even outside of Wunderwaffen development. On the election, I have to ask, how can it be fair? How could it be fair? Reading from WhiteHorseWatchman.com, Brazil's one-man censor may decide vote. Brazilian authorities have given one man sole authority to order the removal of posts about the election. Who did they choose? Supreme Court Justice Alexandre de Moraes. Already he is fighting for a controversial increase of authority for his court. Already he has ordered investigations of presidential candidate Jair Bolsonaro, and he has jailed some of Bolsonaro's supporters for attacks on the nation's democratic institutions. I would add to that that he looks like Raul Julia's portrayal of M. Bison in the Street Fighter movies. And just like techno-tyrant M. Bison, Justice de Moraes has power to force internet platforms to remove posts within 2 hours. according to MSN.com. And this is, there's a huge shakeup at Twitter headquarters in San Francisco. Elon Musk's $44 billion deal went through and was closed last week, and he's begun to fire the top people at Twitter. Musk may fire 75% of Twitter employees to return the platform to free speech and to stop it from doing exactly what Justice de Moraes is doing, and which has happened prolifically in the 2020 election, now in 2022, and for many past elections. Who knows how many have been affected by this new type of gerrymandering, where it has to do not with district boundaries, but with the flow of information. The flow of information being unilaterally restricted for those who would do like a Bolsonaro supporter did and hold up a sign saying, "Intervene with the military, save our nation from the tyranny of the Supreme Electoral Tribunal," which Justice de Moraes heads. Was it Justice de Moraes who sanctioned Congressman Roberto Jefferson in Brazil, who put a gag order on him, who restricted his constitutional power to speak freely and put him on house arrest? Everyone wonders why a man like Congressman Jefferson would go down fighting, would determine to use gunfire and military weapons to defend himself and his rights and his nation. The very thing that Bolsonaro supporters have stated openly is the only way back to a free Brazil. We're at a critical time in history where no one wants to state facts and name names. Well, I'm going to name a name. Raquel Villanueva was my friend. La Maestra Villanueva. Maestra Villanueva was a sworn enemy of the narco government at the time, reminiscent of Bolivia today. She survived an assassination attempt in the year 2000 where she was shot 12 separate times and survived. This was one of many attempts on her life. In 2009, the attempt was successful, although she traveled in an armored vehicle with two police bodyguards. But the year before that, at the Universidad Autónoma de Nuevo León, in Monterrey, Mexico, UNIL, underneath of the statue of the Búho in El Departamento de Leyes, she invited me to speak in her class, and we talked about the reformers and the revolutions of Mexico. And then she said in that class when I was present, "La gente tiene el derecho a revolucionarse." The people retain the right to revolt. What an epiphany that armed rebellion, armed revolt, disestablishment of corrupt authorities is not the prerogative of the anarchist left, of the Chinese-backed narco left. It is not. It is our right as Americans. It is our right as humans. These are our unalienable rights. They cannot be taken from us. A revolucionarse sobre todo. And we also were supposed to have the right to free speech. This is what was taken from Congressman Roberto Jefferson, that he was willing to fight for. And if you don't know, every American journalist who is arrested then released is released under a gag order. They're told what they can say, whom they can speak with, who they can't speak with, where their limits of travel are, where they can go outside of and where they cannot. Basically, it's like the old sheriff in the Western saying, "Don't you leave town," and many times they're forced to surrender their passport. My own free speech is under attack. I've been shadow banned since the beginning. Mr. Musk, the Gospel Gunslinger's account on Twitter, has been shadow banned since the beginning. Please take off the shackles. I'll give you some Iberium. Really, I shouldn't need to sweeten the deal, but please, Mr. Musk, take the shackles off of the Gospel Gunslingers and the rest of the conservative media, and we'll work out the details. Big Tech is also neck deep in the accusation against Gerardo Millman, the Argentine congressman, such accusations relying solely on messages through WhatsApp, which is owned by Meta, a Google company. Even though these messages appear to be the only evidence against Congressman Millman, Judge Cappuccetti refused the defense's request to sequester those cell phones, that is, confiscate them, and thus subject to scrutiny the evidence that they supposedly contain. The murkiest case of the three episodes of violence is in the house of Nancy Pelosi, where her 82-year-old husband, Paul Pelosi, was the victim of a hammer attack that fractured his skull. Maybe Nancy Pelosi's famous mafia-linked family decided that Paul Pelosi needed to be whacked, Maybe they decided that the embarrassment of his August DWI arrest and conviction and his obvious treatment as royalty in the famous two-tiered American justice system. He was sentenced to 5 days in prison, 2 days for time served, which he'd already been in jail, 2 days off for good behavior, and his fifth day in jail, he only had to do some community service and pay a fine of $1,700. Regardless, this arrest cast unwanted light and immediate attention on the Pelosi family, while Nancy Pelosi is working very hard to do the Pope's bidding, perhaps, and start a big war with China over the Taiwan issue. The mafia ties of Nancy Pelosi's father, Thomas D'Alessandro Jr., are well known, having appeared in declassified FBI documents from the J. Edgar Hoover years. These mafia families, like Nancy Pelosi and the Rodhams, from which hails Hillary Rodham Clinton, gave us the term Arkanside, meaning a suspicious death. And it happens all too often around these people that members of their inner circle who have worn out their welcome or exhausted their usefulness sometimes are made an offer they can't refuse and die under suspicious circumstances. That list including many journalists, some who I've personally known. Most disturbing of all is the presence of the same usual suspect as in the other two cases of congressional violence, big tech. So easily edited, so easily controlled from above. What in this case is the attacker's manifesto? His social media posts. Breaking, breaking, breaking. Just as we are about to go to air, more crazy news is crossing my desk. President Xi Jinping, the dictator, and dictator Joe Biden, both slime balls, illegally in their positions, have congratulated Lula da Silva on his election win. We are going to cover the Brazil election fraud very extensively in another segment after our musical interview, interlude, and verse of the day, and I will also tell you why I'm not voting this week in the U.S. election. Also, during the night, all U.S. military aircraft have turned their transponders off. They have gone dark. Serious military activity by the United States Air Force around the world, and all of it in the dark. So I will close this segment with the latest buzz about the Nancy Pelosi case. Do you know what a beard is? This Gateway Pundit article is entitled, "Is Nancy Pelosi a Beard?" A beard is a borrowed spouse or girlfriend so that a person can pretend to be heterosexual, knowing that that is the preference of the broad spectrum of their constituency as a supposed elected official or some kind of a leader. Going all the way back to Mao Zedong, you know, Chairman Mao allegedly had young soldiers from the military, male soldiers, come in to service him and had a real infatuation with them. Or we have Gabriel Boric. Todos saben que tiene una primera dama prestada. Everyone knows that the First Lady of Chile is not Mrs. Boric. It's just a relationship of convenience and to conceal, to gild, to put a thin veneer over the obvious that Gabriel Boric likes guys. That's the word on the street, anyhow. So I'm going to read a little bit from this Gateway Pundit article. The police didn't share how David DePape, that is the hammer attacker, entered the house, the Pelosi house, in the first press conference. They did mention that they charged him with burglary, but that was it. But there's another issue aside from entering the house. How did he lose his pants? Okay, we'll get to all that. The police shared, quote, "I can confirm that Mr. DePape forced entry into a rear door at the rear of the Pelosi home," end quote. Oh, he forced entry in the rear door? Ah, truth is stranger than fiction. The article continues. So when did Mr. DePape lose his pants? Was it before he entered the house or after he entered Paul Pelosi's bedroom? I would just like to comment here that the entry of Mr. DePape into the high security home, the guarded home of the third in command in the entire United States government, is a very serious question. Everyone was asking this at the opening of the case. How did he even get in? All right. Did they find the pants, the article inquires. What was Mr. Pelosi wearing when he got into the hammer fight with the younger man? Not everyone is buying this evolving story from Democrats, their media, and the San Francisco PD.
And who weighs in next? Elon Musk. In his latest move making headlines, Twitter owner Elon Musk called out Hillary Clinton for sharing an LA Times article that aimed to paint Paul Pelosi's, quote, attacker, end quote, David DePape, as a far-right conspiracy theorist. Musk would respond to Clinton by tweeting, "There is a tiny possibility that there might be more to this story than meets the eye." That ends Mr. Musk's quote. Continuing with the article, and then proceed to link an article titled "The Awful Truth, Paul Pelosi Was Drunk Again and in a Dispute with a Male Prostitute Early Friday Morning." So Elon Musk has deleted this tweet, but he's the one, the new Twitter owner, the Tesla owner, and a very interesting force in the politics of the world. There's an article up. Just search Gospel Gunslingers to find my YouTube channel, and there's an article titled "Elon Musk Nephilim? Question mark. Does Elon Musk have angelic blood?" And there's some real interesting arguments and points on there. So this article continues, and Elon Musk's tweet has been deleted, but let's just read this. "There is a tiny possibility there might be more to this story than meets the eye," and then he adds the smobserved.com, smobserved.com article, which inquires whether this was in fact a gay prostitute that was in the Pelosi home, and then an altercation ensued and was labeled a hammer attack, an assassination attempt on Nancy Pelosi. All these people are strange birds. With that, let's go to your Bible verse of the day.
God changeth the times and the seasons. He revealeth the deep and secret things. We're in Daniel 2 today. I'm Pastor Sam, and this is your GospelGunslingers.com Bible verse of the day, Daniel 2, verse 12 and 46. But first, some background. The Chaldees answered before the king and said, "There is not a man upon the earth that can show the king's matter. Therefore there is no king, lord, nor ruler that asks such things at any magician, or astrologer, or Chaldean." It's important to remember that all the great empires had in their court magicians, astrologers, experts in the science and in the alchemy of their day, the chemistry of their day, the physics of their day. I remind you that Vladimir Putin has not only threatened to use his nuclear arsenal, he has threatened to use new weapons with new physics. They're out there. But the kings of the earth are a little bit short on rocket fuel and some materials. I was just studying the ME-262 jet fighter that the Germans had, two of which were aboard U-234, along with an ME-163 rocket fighter. Grandpa saw those in combat and said that they were terrifying, the speed. He actually said things that led me to believe that he had fought both the jet fighter and the rocket fighter. General Adolfo Gallard, once the head of all the Luftwaffe, said that if the ME-262 had been applied in full strength as an interceptor, we could have stopped the daylight bombing campaign of the Allies. Well, there's wonder weapons out there now. Let's go to Isaiah 68. "Who are these that fly as a cloud and as doves to their windows?" Verse 16 here is very strong. It tells about the relationship between the kings and the Lord's prophets and how there is a symbiosis there. Verse 10, "And the sons of strangers shall build up thy walls." Now that's the Anakim, all right? Cut wood and they drew water for the Lord's sacrifices in another time. But now they're to build up our walls, and their kings shall minister unto thee, shall minister unto the Lord's prophets, because it's only the Lord's servants that know where the Iberium is hidden. Well, the king couldn't find it in Daniel 2:12, so for this cause the king was angry and very furious and commanded to destroy all the wise men of Babylon. But the Lord showed to Daniel the secret in a night vision, verse 19. And then, 46, "Then the king Nebuchadnezzar fell upon his face and worshipped Daniel and commanded that they should offer an oblation and a sweet odors to him." You know, Nebuchadnezzar was given even the beasts of the field, verse 38. Now the Anakim had brought for wood brass and for stones iron, if one could only find the secret.
Yeah, no more Mr. Nice Guy. You know who's refusing to play nice anymore. Salvadoran President Nayib Bukele, arguably the coolest president in the world, ready to run for his unprecedented second term. He just tweeted in Spanish today, "This terrorist was jailed 24 times. 24 times. And 24 times was liberated by the corrupt judicial system that we are reforming." He was speaking of the tattooed career criminal, El Morro. And it's not fair to the boys in blue to make them collar repeatedly the same guy. You know, they get wily, they get hard to catch, they're dangerous every time those guys put their lives on the line. But part of the problem is that there have been government agencies that have become a factory to produce these criminals. Really, they come out of the U.S. prison system and Clintonomics. When Bill Clinton was president, MS-13 and the rest of the related Salvadoran gangs were created in the United States prison system. They were incubated there by police agencies and corrupt governments. First of all, my government, and I'm talking both sides of the aisle, the Democrats and the Republicans. And even after 4 years of Trump presidency, there are so many rhinos that there's not even a purpose in voting. Who would I vote for? Who would I vote against? My sheriff, Tim Lane, well, he's got 2 more years on his term. This is the Republican sheriff. But why are his deputies knocking on my door looking for my guns? I'm not a criminal. I'm not El Morro. I haven't been busted 24 times for swinging hash and fentanyl all over the world. No, 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 no. All I did was visit my parishioner and report a crime in court. In court. And these people want to come for my guns. Just like Congressman Roberto Jefferson, which is why there was an outpouring of political support. You know, when the standoff happened outside his house, supporters came from all over to stand in front of his house and say, "We support this congressman. This is a person that we stand with and stand for." Even within the police, there is a division. Some of them want to make their nation great. They want to make Brazil great again. Other ones, they just want to continue fabricating these monsters. And this is what's going on in my home state of Iowa. Republican governor, Republican senators, 3 out of 4 Republican congressmen, and they are absolutely allowing and permitting and really continuing to feed the growth of government. The growth of government that has created the police state, that has created the incarceration machine, that fabricates these idiots, these monsters, these career criminals, and at the same time makes it impossible to just work and build and swing one's hammer and live happily and safely. It's over. Oh, you know what Saturday was? Opening day of pheasant season. Oh, but you gotta have a gun to hunt pheasants. You idiots, you rhinos have ruined my beautiful state. This is the continuation of Chinese ambassador and longest serving governor in U.S. history, Terry Branstad. His rhinoism. This is neoliberalism. And though people of Latin America understand that this has always been within the Republican Party, there have always been creators of banana republics and company men that are owned by these United Fruit Company type interests, Standard Oil type interests that want to go rape Latin America. It's been in my party and I reject it. And I'm not even talking about the Democrats. I'm talking about the Chinese-controlled Republican Party. The Republican Party that all they give us to run for sheriff is these company men, these law enforcement professionals, career cops. The last person that should be a sheriff is a career cop. You need a citizen and a businessman and a member of the community to watch over the rest of the cops. That's why you hire a sheriff. You elect a sheriff that is from the population, not from policing, which has always been its own very insular culture, but especially the last few decades. I went way out of my way to vote for these people, to vote for Sheriff Tim Lane, and to vote for Marionette Miller Meeks, who then won by such a slim margin, and to find her such a crusader for the Pope, for the papacy. This is someone who spent 20 years in the military, and I'm sorry to say, has become a product of it. This is neoliberalism. Ms. Miller Meeks, Senator Joni Ernst, you have been 100% for poking the bear in the Ukraine, for spending countless billions that our country does not have and sending them to the Ukraine, a place that is controlled by Biden since he was vice president for Obama. It is the most corrupt nation in the world. They threw out their democratically elected president in 2014, and all of you are standing in line to support and send the United States weapons that we need for the defense of our own nation and our own hemisphere in the new world. You're standing in line to send them over there to support that corrupt regime, and it's shameful. And what about Texas? The Texas voter has a choice for their governorship between Beto O'Rourke, a bleeding heart liberal who is absolutely, listen, if Beto O'Rourke won the Texas governorship, Z would congratulate him just like he did Lula da Silva. Ah, once again, we control your country, just like under President Dilma Rousseff. Yeah, that'd be Texas under Beto O'Rourke, but who's Governor Greg Abbott? Oh, he's a Republican, so he's a conservative, right? No, he's best friends with Cabeza de Vaca. He is best friends with the corrupt governor of Tamaulipas and is probably the one hiding him out right now, as all Mexico is looking for Governor Cabeza de Vaca, the most wanted criminal in the Western Hemisphere. Why is he best friends with Greg Abbott? Because they were working together to traffic people and arms and to destroy both of their nations. But that's okay, Texas. Elect Governor Abbott again. Or join the gospel gunslingers. Maybe you also have decided to say, no more Mr. Nice Guy. On that, we're going to go to our musical interlude by the beautiful Cass. Look her up. Cass Sand, K-A-S space S-A-N-D on YouTube. Also on Instagram, also on Twitter, some places, K-A-S underscore S-A-N-D. Amigo Guerrero, my friend the warrior, I hope this becomes the anthem and the battle cry for freedom in the Americans. We can direct our own ship. You just may die doing it. Here's Cass.
Amigo, amigo guerrero, te digo, somos marineros. El barco juntos sacaremos. En sueño, despierta contento. Amigo, no tengas más miedo. Sabemos que hay un camino, que juntos la luz toparemos, que el viento nos lleve corriendo. Amigo, amigo guerrero, te abrazo, siento tu consuelo, en busca del arco iris. Me tomas la mano y me muestras que existe un camino divino, que existe un destino, que hay otro sitio donde todo es pinto, que existen colores que nunca hemos visto, que hay corazones que crecen distinto. Oh, oh, somos aire limpio. Oh, 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 oh. Amigo, no tengas más miedo, que juntos la luz toparemos. Amigo, amigo guerrero, te abrazo, siento tu consuelo, en busca del arco iris. Me tomas la mano y me muestras que existe un camino divino, que existe un destino, que hay otro sitio donde todo es pinto, que existen colores que nunca hemos visto, que hay corazones que crecen distinto. Oh, 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 somos aire limpio.
President Bolsonaro, don't you dare give up. Don't you dare walk away. Be strong in this hour. They've called your bluff. There are so many indications of fraud, I cannot even begin to cover it here. There are colors that we've never seen. We look for the rainbow. And what does that mean? The warriors and the revolutionaries of today, and even the theologians of today, we are ready to mine the Iberian. We are ready to go to the other side. We are ready for the new Wunderwaffen. By the way, a correction. I reported that U-234 surrendered in the Pacific. That boat did surrender in the Atlantic, laden with Wunderwaffen. GospelGunslingers.com. I'll see you next week.
Used to ride across the land with a rifle on his saddle and a Bible in his hand. He told the prairie people all about the promised land as he went riding, singing down the trail.